Bloomberg's Beyond Carbon campaign will seek to influence state and local governments over the next 3 years or so. Most of that money is expected to fund environmental groups and candidates pushing for renewable alternatives to coal power.
It would be devastating. It would essentially send us back into the dark ages.
That's Kentucky Coal Association President Tyler White. He says coal has provided the Commonwealth with an abundance of cheap energy, and without it, the economy could tank.
I think it's very interesting that an elite billionaire from New York would essentially be promoting policies that would ultimately raise energy costs on some of the poorest Americans.
But it's also worth considering that the greenhouse gases released from burning fossil fuels such as coal have contributed to a new climate change benchmark. There is now more carbon in the atmosphere than has existed at any time in human history. That's why Sarah Lynn Cunningham with the Louisville Climate Action Network says Bloomberg's pledge is wonderful.
It's about time we started to plan for the end of coal, and it's about time we started providing job opportunities for these people who are being left behind.
Coal consumption in the U.S. is in decline, but Kentucky remains reliant on the fuel for jobs and energy, with 75% of the state's electricity coming from coal power. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.